Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Leading Life Large. It is Monday, December 2nd, the last month of our year, the last of the quarter. And welcome. Welcome to Leading Life Large. Leading Life Large is your weekly opportunity to take a look at, be challenged in the areas in your life that you may not be living full on, that you may not be living big. And it's your opportunity to tune in and take a look at where it is you need to be picking your game up. It's my opportunity to share with you some things that I've learned out there for myself and looking at every aspect of my life and knowing that I've got just this one lifetime to get this one big and get this one right. So I'm here to be able to support you in doing just that for yourself. So thank you so much for tuning in. And you know, and as we get toward the end of the year, first of all, I hope you, all of you that are celebrating Thanksgiving in our country, that you did have an enjoyable Thanksgiving and actually got some nice time off and maybe recuperated. I know for me, I did get an opportunity to re-energize. It was super necessary for me. And, man, I loved getting started this morning. Loved that phone calls are actually going to reach human beings and not just answering machines and emails getting responded to and the whole bit. So it's nice to get back into the flow, back into the business of things now that we've gotten some good rest right here. So hopefully you're able to do that for yourself. So my focus, obviously, is these past couple of weeks, and it's going to be this next month right here, and that is making sure that we're doing everything we can to end our year on a strong note. And then what that translates to is beginning next year with some momentum, beginning 2014 with momentum, with some forward movement, with some successes, with some some calls in the queue, so to speak, right? We've got appointments in our calendar and we're rolling. We're not just waking up. We're not just stretching. We're not just trying to figure out where the heck we are. So hopefully you are doing just that, that you're doing everything you can do to be able to end strong, finish strong. We talked about that last week. Not so many weeks ago, I was with a good friend of mine, Jay. And Jay was sharing me his tips, his philosophy on abundance. And I was intent, and I was listening to him, I was attentive. I was intent on being attentive, and I was listening to him. And the one thing he talked about that really struck me, that actually hit a nerve, and that was he talked about looking at where we are. So you and I are in point A, and we get clear on where point B is, our destination, what we're going after, what its success is, what's ringing the bell, whatever it is, whether it be my finances, my relationships, for you, maybe it's your health. Maybe it is your career. Maybe it is your finances. Maybe it is your primary relationships. Maybe it is your community status and your connection or disconnection with your community. Whatever it is, that's the end goal, the prize, the thing you're going after. And then what he talked about, and I'd never heard it framed this way before, but I loved it. And it caused some pain because it made me reflect on where it is that I also get distracted. And he said one of the keys to being able to succeed and be able to go after what we're going after, and we were talking about finances and abundance and attracting money and all of that, but he said, stay off the merry-go-rounds. And the moment he said it, I knew exactly what he was talking about, the merry-go-rounds. Those distractions, those things in life, and I want you to think about your own life here. Where in your life do you allow people, situations, your own personal behaviors to be distraction to forward movement? Now, there have been a ton of books written on and talked about. I know Covey did a whole lot on time management. Brian Tracy is a success time management guy. And they talk a lot about distractions. Even in Covey's work, Covey, if you go back and look at begin with the end in mind, you know, his second habit. He talked about begin with the end in mind, and one of the things he talked about was limiting distractions, having a plan in place, which is great. Have a plan in place that allows us to move forward and then limit our distractions. And there's certain things that we can do to limit distractions. We can make sure that we remove the bing on our email. Maybe we turn the phone volume off when it's not time to be taking phone calls. Or when the call does come in, we let our voicemail do its job, take messages, right? And obviously, if you've got incoming calls that are critical that you take, you can assign someone to go answer those calls to be able to direct the folks properly, at least get a live person. But you yourself, if it's necessary to not be taking phone calls during periods of time when you're focused on what you're working on, to limit those distractions. So those are things that if we're in business, we've probably done some work on that already. But then there are the other distractions, and these are what I believe, or at least what I describe for myself as the merry-go-rounds. These are the things that we do when we get scared. These are the things that we do when we don't know what to do next. These are the things that we do when we get into self-doubt. And it's not real obvious, and it can be very, very seductive. It's those behaviors that we engage in, that you engage in, that take you out of your game. The merry-go-round that goes around in circles, that doesn't get you any closer to where you're going. It's just a distraction. Now, I'm not talking about when we need to take a break. We need breaks. We need rest. We need to recover our energy. I'm talking about behaviors that you and I engage in that are, if you will, destructive to our forward movement, destructive to where it is that we want to be able to get to. And it can be simple as sitting down watching a movie at night. And this is one that gets me in trouble right here. I get up at 4 o'clock every morning, Monday through Friday. So that means I need to get my rest. And then sometimes what will happen is 10 o'clock comes around and my wife and my son are settling down. And rather than me going in and just doing my routine, go and brush my teeth and do all those things, you know, that I kind of wrap up my day, take my evening pill, it's a little vitamin that I take, and then lay down in bed and start getting some rest. What I'll do sometimes is I'll turn on Sports Center and maybe watch an hour of that or even a half hour of that, and then maybe watch a movie as a distraction. And it's not that I'm real engaged in the film. It's that there's a part of me that's just trying to settle down a little bit rather than doing the things that I know work to settle down. That is, read my book, sit and just meditate for a bit and just get quiet and then relax and then lay down. So what ends up happening is I end up staying up later than is good for me to be able to get up early. And when I do get up at 4, I'm not as rested as I could be. And then what ends up happening is that day I might need a nap, or I might need something to kind of recoup some energy. And physically, I suspect I'm actually hurting myself a bit because I'm not getting those 6-7 hours of sleep. So that's just one of mine. That's a big one right there, a real big one. So when I got back after speaking with my friend Jay, I got to really thinking about that one, and I've engaged some practices that are helping me to do just that. That means knock stuff off, start to relax, start to get to bed. What are your merry-go-rounds? What are the things that you engage in that take you away? And it could be a number of behaviors, but they're behaviors that you do that are more habitual rather than ritual. They take you away from where you're going rather than help prepare you or get you closer to where you're going. They're distractions. It could be shopping. It could be gambling. It could be drinking in the evening. It could be smoking. It could be whatever you want to put in there. It can be sex. It can be unhealthy. What word am I looking for? Unhealthy preoccupation with sex. Whatever that is. Your merry-go-round, that thing that takes you off forward movement, does nothing, except make you dizzy. And the merry-go-round looks pretty, and it's enticing, and we think that's what we want. And maybe for you, it's a Twinkie instead of an apple. Maybe for you, it's getting, it's laying on the couch instead of going out for a walk. It's maybe watching a television program when you could be reading a book, whether the book is for pleasure or for growth, whatever that is. What is your merry-go-round? What are the activities that you engage in that take you out of your forward movement? I can't tell you what they are, but you know what they are. And it's time now to start getting honest with yourself about those merry-go-rounds, about those behaviors that you engage in that do not lift you up. In fact, when you engage in them, you actually have less energy afterwards than you did before you even engaged in the activity. And you know what they are. So begin to identify those merry-go-round activities, behaviors. Call yourself out on it. Make a decision to do something about that. Tell someone. Share with someone. Get some support, whatever that is. You know you can engage me in supporting you in getting off those merry-go-rounds and stop getting back on them. That's it. This is Rob Braun, Leading Life Large, your weekly opportunity to tune in and take a look at the parts of your life where you're not living big. Remember, you've got this one lifetime and you don't know that tomorrow is promised. So get started today. Do something today. Start taking a look at those behaviors that you engage in. And don't let yourself off the hook on this one. Don't go back to sleep on this one. You know what they are. It's time to start doing something about them. That's how you get to live your life big. With that, have a fantastic week. Bye-bye now.